What's up? Thank you for joining the Mike Bellagio podcast here on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, and so on. Just coming here talking about Nick Mercer's Call of Duty comment about leaving the children alone. It's kind of weird that a gaming company, a gaming community, would put someone out on blast for just speaking his mind. And since him being a new father, you know, he has every right to say what he wants, you know. And I think it's the time to boycott Call of Duty. I think it's the time to send a message that the people are the investors, and the people are fed up, you know. Same thing with politics. Now it's, oh, the gaming world is getting all political now. So it's a sad time to be a Call of Duty owner. And I've played Call of Duty mostly all my life, really. The best Call of Duty for me was Modern Warfare 2. But for them to censor someone and to try to cancel someone because they don't align with their beliefs, or they don't align with indoctrinating the kids into this LGBTQ society lifestyle. You know, it's really mental health, really. It's a bunch of mental health. They got a bunch of mental health problems going on, you know. So, you know, like, if you want to be gay, that's fine. Like, I know gay people that are gay. I know gay people that they're gay, they work out, they still look manly. You know, I know gay people that are just happy and gay. They just want to be happy and gay, and they don't want to put it down no one's throat. They're not trying to force you to be gay. You know, just if you want to be happy and gay, that's fine, but just don't, you know, try to change people's lives and trying to, like, make kids think that, you know, it's just not right, you know. I know people who are gay and they don't try to push it on nobody. So it's like, it's just kind of weird that the whole media and, like, this whole, the Board of Education is trying to push this shit. It's just, the Board of Education is a joke, you know. You gotta homeschool your kids now because you don't know what's going on, you know. So shout out to all the real OGs and the hardcore gaming people. If you stand with Nick, please don't play Call of Duty no more. Just don't play it. You know, it's time for them to get boycotted, you know. The woke agenda is also the broke agenda. You know, you're going to be woke. Look at Target. They just lost $15 billion. You know, and within a week and a half. So, you know, what are you going to do? You know, I've always said, you know, the woke agenda is a Prince of Darkness agenda, really. And everything in it. But, let's boycott Call of Duty. You know, fuck Activation. Bunch of pedos making the game anyway. You know, that's what it seems like. So, it's crazy how LGBTQ gets 1 month of their new holiday, and the veterans only get 1 day. It makes no sense. And the reason why they made their holiday a month is because Ramadan is also in this month as well. So they're conflicting. They're trying to make they're trying to push some type of narrative, because Ramadan is also 1 month, and now they got the LGBTQ for the month of June. So it's kind of weird, like, you know. But it's time to boycott Call of Duty, it's time to boycott Activation. Fuck them. It's Mike Bellagio podcast here on Anchor, iTunes, Spotify, and more. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And if you like my content and if you like what I'm saying, please follow me on Spotify and iTunes. You can even Google me, Mike Bellagio Anchor FM. Thank you so much for your time. Bye.